The uncle that I grew up with, George, he was that mother's brother. He more or less took me under his arm he was just my big brother. I grew up with him in Belfield Avenue. And he was the engineer in the factory, our laundry, Westfield Laundry. And he had been taught by his father, my grandfather, at the trade as an engineer.
So
he was actually taught by his father to be a fitter and then and steam engineer. And he knew every machine, of course, like the back of his hand.
So it was in the family?
It was in the family. And anything George could do, I could do. I looked at it that way. If he can do it, well, so can I. Well, and it was always the attitude I took with him.
Do you remember what about what year you started that job?
I started in 1952 in DJ McDonald's. That was my year. I went in originally as a store boy that was a pre-apprenticeship.
Right.
You were actually learning about things, and being a store boy took you round all the different places in Dundee, because you had to go and deliver stuff, and quite often you would end up in the jute mills speaking away to the foreman and things like that. And if they were the kind that were really proud of the stuff that was going on in their factories and that, they would actually take you and show you modern things that were coming on. And they would tell me, now take that back to your foreman and let him know what we've got here.
Right.
You were actually becoming a messenger, taking messages back and forward to the foreman and the fitting shop that I worked in. Johnny Creighton was his name, and Johnny had been an old friend of the family, and it was through being a friend of the family I got the job there in the first place. And later on, when I left that place, it was my uncle that moved in and took over his job.
Right.
George Stewart, uncle, became the foreman fitter in that same work, DJ McDonald's.
Okay. So how many years did you...
Actually was in the second year of my time when health got the better of me, and I had to get out of heavy engineering.
Do you mind me asking what's that?
Actually, at that time, I was diagnosed as having epilepsy. So having epilepsy, I was told I would have to get away from heavy machinery and stuff like that. So I came out of there. I had a period in Astral, which was building up refrigerators in Dundee. I was there for about a 10-month period and ended up going up to the forestry.
Right.
Open air and the fresh air. And I've never looked back into Dundee since.
So what year did you say that was about, that you came up? So you came up here?
Came up to here, I think it would be about 1956.
Right, okay.
Round about there.